Also.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
With the start of your top stories this hour, good morning. I am Rufilwe Katong. Gauteng police are hoping to get a statement from a grade 8 pupil who was allegedly kidnapped outside his Joburg school to explain his two-day disappearance. Police found the 14-year-old boy unharmed at Maponya Mall in Soweto yesterday. His family has told EWN that boy was picked up from outside Queen's Secondary School on Monday by the e-hailing cab driver instead of his father. They say the CCTV revealed he was then dropped off at the shopping center, but he's not yet clear where the boy was detained for two nights. The police Mavela Masondo says that he's hoping the boy could shed some light on what happened.
Yesterday, the boy was still traumatized, so we decided to give him time. So we'll be assigning our social workers to go and talk to him. It's then that we'll go and obtain a statement from him and just to get what transpired.
The people's uncle says that he just wants justice.
Relieved and I'm happy because when he's back and then he's unharmed, I'll be happy with that. But the perpetrators, they must get those perpetrators, please.
Eskom says there's an increased probability of load shedding today. The utility says some generating units are being taken offline for emergency repairs. The Parastatal says its system remains unpredictable and any change in performance could lead to power cuts. The DA in Gauteng is confident it will retain power in Tshwane when council recovers to elect its new mayor today. Stevens Mkhopela stepped down from position earlier this month amid and over the leaking of a controversial audio clip. Multiple motions of no confidence preceded his stepping down, with ANC councillor resolute on upspurring the DA's control. It's a number game. The DA says that it had a memorandum of understanding with its coalition partners in the metro, which would help it garner enough support its preferred candidate, Randall Williams, to be appointed mayor. And finally, the University of Johannesburg, in partnership with the Mail and Garden, led breakfast discussion under the theme CHRO and Business 4.0. The discussion focused on the immediate need for greater investments in upskilling, reskilling, and learning to ensure the South African workforce remains relevant and competitive globally. UJ's lead expert at the Institute of Intelligence Systems, Prof. Babu Sinapol, touched on issues such as smarter processes and robot